We're proud Oregonians every day, but especially this day as we celebrate the great accomplishment of the Beavers of Oregon State. I suppose we're honorary members, neither of us having attended Oregon State, to be now members of Beaver Nation, as it is known locally. These great players, these great young men, overcame all the odds to win the College World Series and become the NCAA Division I baseball champions. In doing so, the Beavers not only brought home to OSU its first NCAA championship in any sport since 1961, they also became the first Northern Climate team to win the College World Series. We're very proud of them. And they did it with a team full of men, young men, from the greater Pacific Northwest, many of them from Oregon. Under the leadership of their coach, Paul Casey, OSU has made Beaver believers of many people, certainly all of Oregon. I think all of Oregon was tuned in yesterday to see their thrilling 3-2 victory. And while at the College World Series in Omaha, they played 8 games. And in 6 of those games, they knew that if they lost, they went home. Well, they kept winning against all odds, and they come home now to Corvallis, Oregon, champions of their great sport. I suppose one of the things I look forward to, Mr. President, is every year it seems like an Oregon team gets to participate in what has become a White House tradition, and that's when they meet with the President of the United States. And I suppose I look forward, especially this year, to being able to not just congratulate the Oregon State University Beavers for this remarkable accomplishment. I look forward to escorting them with my colleague, Senator Wyden, to the White House to meet America's number one baseball fan, President Bush, for this great traditional ceremony of honoring NCAA champs. So, Mr. President, I stand before you a Beaver believer and thankful for the good job that they did in bringing such distinction to our state.